Radio Wave.
It's time now for our weekly look at the work of the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices.
With Christmas fast approaching, it's time to do all that shopping. And here's a way you may not have considered, which helps the hospices.
Now, we come to realise that funding is key to operating and providing the services offered through the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices. And one area which is very important in terms of income to the hospices are the charity retail shops. And joining me now is the area shops manager for the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices, Rosemary Vise. Good afternoon, Rosemary. Welcome to Radio Way.
Good afternoon.
So how many shops does the Woking and Sam Beer Hospice operate?
We currently have 17 shops in the retail division, and at the moment that's where we're staying, but there, we are looking always to open new shops, but at the moment it's 17.
And are all of those shops the same?
No, we have a variety of shops. So we have 3 bookshops, and we have a furniture store, and we have an outlet store. The rest are what I call traditional shops, but with different focuses.
And the outlet store, what's that entail?
Oh, right, our outlet store is in Ashford. And in this store, it's where we sell items which have perhaps had a chance of selling one of our other shops, so they're a reduced price. So everything is at a standard price. So all our skirts are one price, all our tops are one price, etc. So it's sort of rows and rows of items at a very, very reasonable price. And it's a very big store and an exciting concept, which I'm really pleased about.
Now, the shops themselves, how do they run in terms of day-to-day operation?
Oh, gosh, yes, that's a leading question. It's incredibly hard work. Working in a shop is a challenge for everybody. We have paid managers and sometimes an assistant manager, depending on the location. And then we have a team of great volunteers to support the manager. We couldn't do without our volunteers. They make the shops tick over. Brilliant. So basically we're running with a manager and the volunteers. So what happens is we have our stock comes into our shops maybe once or twice a week, and that comes through our warehouse. So we're quite an unusual operation because we have a warehouse operation, which is fantastic, and a great team of people working there too. So it's not just our shops. They go through all the stock and sort it all out, and then they send it to the shops. This stock is then processed by the managers and the volunteers and put out for sale. It seems simple, sounds simple, but it is a great deal of hard work.
In any retail shop, the logistics of getting the goods out on the shelves is always hard work.
It is, yes.
Now, in terms of the goods that are on offer, how are they actually sourced?
Again, most of our donations come direct from supporters and customers through our shop doors. We do have people who can obviously donate straight to our warehouse. I would say that stock is one of the biggest challenges for all charities, not just us. It's a difficult situation. We are at the moment currently very short on ladies' tops, handbags and boots. So we advertise in the shop window saying we need stock, and we just rely on our supporters bringing it in to us. But it is difficult.
Now, though you've talked about the warehouse being a central location, how can people donate?
They simply turn up. Our warehouse is in Knaphill. They can simply drive up and ring on the door, and we will take their donations.
And do they take donations in the shop as well?
Absolutely. I mean, that's where our main donations come through the shop door, because obviously our customers are used to going in there and can just drop things off there, yes.
Now, you're saying what you're short of, but are there certain items or goods that you can't actually take from donators?
Yes, we do have some limitations, and they're mainly to do with health and safety. So, for example, I mean, I could give you a list, but that would, you know, be too boring probably. But one of the main things, we can't take anything that, for example, like a child's a car seat, because we can't test it. It may have been in an accident, so it's not safe for us to sell that. There are a few other things like exercise equipment, because that's very heavy and quite difficult to sell. So there are a number of items we don't sell. Videos is one of the things. I don't know if anyone's got videos left.
Videotapes.
Yeah.
They're gone. Then.
But people still want to donate them because they still have them. But unfortunately, because we can't sell them, we tend not to take them. And we can't get any money from them on a recycle basis either. So we end up disposing of them and having to pay for the disposal, which is obviously a cost for us.
And in terms of, you're talking about videos, what about electrical equipment? Because that one, is that a no-go area?
No, we can actually take most electrical equipment because we do have somebody who works in our warehouse, a volunteer, who test it all. So if it's been tested, we can sell it. As always, with any donation, it needs to be in a good quality. So, you know, if you are donating an electrical item, you know, it needs to be
working.
It needs to be working and of reasonable quality.
Right. Now, obviously, the goods go up to the warehouse. If they're not saleable, you know, because either they're broken or they're not, you don't think adequate for the shop, what happens to them?
If it's a textile, we can gain money from that. So we do get what's called a rag income, which is good. Other items, bric-a-brac items, we unfortunately just have to dispose of. And as I said earlier, we then have to pay to remove that, and that's a cost for the charity. We've just sadly lost our book recycling connection, so we don't currently get any money for our unsaleable books. Mm. So we are currently looking for somebody who will take our books for a recycle, so that's something we're looking into now to try and replace our old contact.
Now, we're actually now into December, so how busy do the shops become now over the Christmas period?
This is our busiest period, and when we are fortunate enough to make our most money because people are out and about in the shops. We've had all our Christmas stock in the shops for a couple of weeks, and that's been selling very fast. In fact, we're selling out almost most of it now. We obviously have Christmas cards for sale in our shops, and they've been doing really, really well this year, which we're pleased about. But yes, it's very, very busy. People can pick up some really great bargains for presents and warm clothes as well, coats, jumpers, fantastic.
And I was thinking, you know, if people have got involved in one of these Secret Santas, I guess there are some odd things they may find in the charity shop.
We get some very quirky items, and when I'm around the shops, the managers will tell you I'm always looking at the bric-a-brac section. What have you got there? Looking at the bottom, what is this? This is interesting. Some items you don't even know what their purpose is, so that's fascinating. But yeah, that's a fantastic way to, you know, if you were doing that for your work, you could buy presents for your people, and it's a way, it really is to remind people that that's a form of giving, and you're receiving something for it. So everything you buy from us is really a form of giving, and I think sometimes people do forget that, but it's really important.
So the shops are there on the high street, but I believe people can come in and get involved in some of the other fundraising activities through the shops.
Yes, we promote any fundraising activities that are going, so we've got those on in our notice boards, and so that's an opportunity for customers to pick up and be made aware of what else is happening, ways they can help engage with us to raise extra income.
So let's now turn to the operations of the shops one more time. You're on the lookout, I guess, for volunteers. What does that actually entail if you want to volunteer in the shop?
Yes, we're always looking for volunteers. It's a real challenge for us to find enough people to run the shops. So we're looking for people who can just offer a few hours a week, really. So we tend to work in a shift situation, so someone can work in the morning or an afternoon, a few hours, and all they'd need to do is to visit one of our shops, go in and talk to one of the managers, or of course they can contact our volunteer services department directly at the hospice.
And are they given training or support? Is that necessary?
Yes, we do train them. The manager will give them an induction and talk them through the process of the shop. That usually lasts about 3 weeks, and if after that, you know, the volunteer or the person who's coming to us is happy and we're happy, then we go forward. And we've got people who've been with us for over 10 years. It's fantastic. But it's also a way that some people who can't commit to, obviously, a long term, they may be looking for employment themselves. And we've had a lot of that where people are in between jobs and they've come to work with us and they've been able to put that on their CV, and that's enabled them to get a job. In fact, a number of the people that we recruit have started as volunteers with us.
Right. So it is a great stepping stone to getting into the retail market.
Absolutely. Whether you want to be in the charity sector or if you want to go out into the high street, it's, I think, a fantastic way of going forward, yeah.
So if they are interested, as you say, pop into the shop or go to the website.
Absolutely.
Okay, Rosemary, thanks for explaining all about the retail charity shops.
Thank you.
Now, for the past few weeks, I've also been reminding you that the annual Santa Fun Run is going to take place for the Woking and Sam Bear Hospice this coming Sunday, the 7th of December, at Mercedes-Benz World in Brooklands. It's from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. The online booking has ended, but you can turn up on the day and pay your fee and have a go at the run. And I'm going to be there meeting all the Santas, and we'll feature it on next week's show.
For more information about the hospices, go to their website, wsbhospices.co.uk. Radio Way!